You say you must go then. I know there is so much to see. You pack up your bags and want to leave. I will not hold you back. I wish you luck on your solo track. I'll wait for you here all alone. And when you've walked enough, then please come home. After the moon, there's nothing that soon I must reach or fear. Girl, I'll just sit here. I love it here below. And I'll keep on digging, keep on loving, connected with you. You don't have to stand by me.
Welcome to Queer Voices on KPFT, and I'm J.D. Doyle. From time to time on Queer Music Heritage, I like to feature songs that don't really fit into any theme, so this is another one of my Songs I've Been Meaning to Play shows. I'll tell you more about what's in store for you in a few minutes, but I want to get right into the music. I'm starting out with Bettina Schelker. She's from Switzerland, and her first CD in English came out in 2007, and I think it's wonderful. Actually, the CD is half in English and half in German, and I love the flavor that gives to it. It contains two versions of the song I'm opening with, called Solo Trek. So let's finish the song in German.
Es macht mir nichts aus, wenn du sagst, du musst raus, denn ich weiß, es gibt so viel zu sehen. Du packst deine Sachen und willst gehen. Ich halte dich nicht auf. Wünsch dir Glück für den Sololauf. Ich warte auf dich hier allein. Und wenn du genug gelaufen bist, komm heim. Nach meinem Mond kommt nichts, was sich lohnt zu erreichen. Kein Zeichen hier setzt sich mir. Ich liebe es hier unten und ich grabe wieder. Liebe und vernetz mich mit dir.
I was so impressed with the album that I couldn't resist calling Bettina for some comments. My first phone interview to Switzerland. Tell me about the new album.
The Honeymoon Is Over is my first record where I sing half of the songs in English. And that gave me the opportunity to go out there all over the world and sing my songs and tell stories. And yeah.
What inspired the song The Honeymoon Is Over?
In Switzerland, 2005, the law passed that gay people can get married. And my girlfriend and I, we were very excited, and I asked her to become my wife, and she said yes. But it took a year till we could do it. Actually, 2 years, I think, because they had to change all the sheets and, you know, all the official forms in the offices. So it took us some time. So we had a lot of time to plan our honeymoon. And so we were so excited, and we went to travel agencies. And here in Switzerland, normally when you go to a honeymoon, you get some kind of special, maybe a discount or a romantic dinner close to the sea and all stuff like that. And nobody wanted to give it to us because we were a woman couple. And so that was very frustrating because the law just passed. It's official, and nobody gives us the honeymoon special. And that made me sad, really sad. So, okay, I have to write a song about it. And that's what The Honeymoon Is Over is about.
Is that the hit of the album?
It is, yeah, it is. I've been touring with a band called Chumbawamba, and I did a lot of shows, and they were very political. And what I've learned from them is that they packed, like, political lyrics into danceable songs. So with this inspiration, musically, and just my need to say what I was feeling, I wrote The Honeymoon Is Over. And here in Switzerland or Germany, where people not always understand English, they sing along and they dance and they don't even understand what I'm singing about. And I think that's very, very special. Then they buy the CD and then they read what the CD or the song is about. And I think that's also my trick sometimes a little bit to reach people.
Tell me about what awards that song has won.
Yeah, it won the International John Lennon Songwriting Contest in folk category. And that was really an honor for me because, Yeah, it's a big contest, and it got me a good reputation for the when we were planning the U.S. tour. It helped really to get shows.
And here's the song that made me fall in love with her album. It's the title track, and it's called The Honeymoon Is Over.
I know two brides and both were white. One ring is all I have. I am so excited, but I haven't yet decided where to go. Oh no, out of the closet, no, again, back to bed. Yes, I am still my best friend again. Oh no, oh no, oh no, the honeymoon is over. Oh no, oh no, no. Oh no, oh no, oh no, the honeymoon is over. Sexuality, silent reality, vulnerability room. I am a turtle on my back, thin ice with a cracked broken bone and neck and form. Out of the closet, no, again, back to bed. Yes, I am, she's still my best friend again. Spilled another voice, silent for good. She struggled for dignity, rights, and liberty again and again and again. Out of the closet, no, again, back to bed. Yes, I am still my best friend again.
Okay, I won't stay
in the closet. I myself and me. I'll tell my boss, you'll see. Again, 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 and again, 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 and again, 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 and again.
Priorities, teachers, speeches, government speakers, give it a wiggle and it might come free.
Again, that was Bettina Shelker. I was telling you about this month's show. I do this about once a year, and this is the 8th show of that series, and it's another multi-part show. As a collector and programmer, I encounter so many songs I want to share with you, and I seem to lack the willpower of only producing 1 hour-long show for radio, when I could do several on the internet version of Queer Music Heritage. So you'll want to check out the site for all the parts, which will include some very fun interviews. This show will jump all over the place musically, with old and new songs, and these next 2 songs are very new. I want to thank the artist for sending me a demo of his work as he's getting them ready for his debut album. He's from London, and I love his voice and production, and that his songs are very queer. Here are 2 songs by Matt Fischel.
Mm-hmm. love with this guy, but I don't think he feels the same. He's got a girl of his own, and she's practically married to him. And even when he's alone, a night catches his eye, he refuses to notice me. Well, old man, the bastard's girl say you'd be better off keeping clear. Yet that's not such a feasible option, being male and being queer. I don't know what to do. How do you get with the guy when the guy's got a girlfriend? How do you agree that he's better with you than with her? How do you conquer the stereotype? Guys get what they want and they do what they like. When the one thing I want is the one thing that I'm not allowed. It's just lust with this guy, but that don't mean it changes things. All I ask is one night to show him what danger means. And there'd be no turning back, he'd fall into bed with me, begging for me to stay. Okay, so I'm dreaming, that's not gonna happen, this isn't fair. I guess I could go camp, but I'm still dressing drag and he still wouldn't care. I don't know what to do. Forget about this guy. Answers on a postcard, please, 'cause I am lost for a plan. As he goes on rejecting me, I need some damn self-esteem. I hate being needy, I hate feeling out of control. How do you get with the guy when the guy's got a girlfriend? Guys, get what we want and we do it like. When the one thing I want is the one thing that I'm not allowed. That I'm not allowed.
Do a pop pop, do a pop pop, do a pop pop pop, ba da ba da ba da.
Jamie, you've been breaking my heart, and I wanna thank you for your time. And Jamie, you've been making me hard with our little secret from behind the bike shed.
You light the tables and I like all the magazines, but at the end of this day,
it wasn't in your eyes I found love for the first time, 'cause you were never that good anyway. But I nevertheless love what I could do best, and I don't wanna get outside and play.
Jamie, you were used from the start, and I'm sick of waiting for you to come by. Jamie, you were never that hard, as I flushed the teardrops from out of my eyes.
You rolled the papers and I stole all the Vaseline, but at the end of the day,
it wasn't in your eyes I found love for the first time, 'cause you were never that good anyway. But I nevertheless love what I could do best, and now I wanna get outside and play.
Oh, Jamie, I have no regrets. Some things are best kept secret. And who knows, maybe someday we could be friends. I can't deny it, you were always the means to an end.
Oh, Jamie, Jamie, what
I wanna be free, free from the clutches that you've held on me. And Jamie, I'm unlocking the door as I pull the chain down on what's gone before us. I'm sick of kneeling and I'm tired of all the standing around. You never blew me away. It wasn't in your eyes I found love for the first time. 'Cause you were never that good anyway. But I nevertheless love what I could do best. And now I wanna get out. Oh, I wanna get outside. All is just go back inside and play.
You could only find Matt Fischel on MySpace, and the first of those two songs was called How Do You Get With the Guy? The second song has the odd title of Armitage Shanks, Jamie. Americans probably won't know that Armitage Shanks was a British manufacturer of bathroom fixtures. I'm staying in England for one more song, and I have loved this one for many years. It's from the 1984 musical Chess, and in that show, it was a duet between Elaine Page and Barbara Dixon, both divas in the UK. And in the song, looking back on the man they reluctantly shared. The song is called I Know Him So Well, which was a number one hit in Britain. Well, finally, there's a male version of this song. It's on John Barrowman's latest album called Music, Music, Music. I also love him as the very sexy, openly gay character on the BBC America show Torchwood. Anyway, on his CD, he does a duet on the song with openly gay British music theater actor Daniel Boys.
Nothing is so good, it lasts eternally. Perfect situations must go wrong, but this has never yet prevented me wanting far too much for far too long. Looking back, I could have played it differently. One a few more moments, who can tell? But it took time to understand the man. Now at least I know him well. Wasn't it good?
Oh, so good.
Wasn't he fine?
Oh, so fine.
Isn't it madness? He can't be mine. But in the end, he needs a little bit more than me. I know him so well. No one in your life is with you constantly. No one is completely on your side. And though I moved my world to be with him, still the gap between us is too wide. Looking back, I could have played it differently. Learned about the man before I fell.
I was just a little careless.
But I was ever so much younger than.
it more than me. More security.
He needs his fantasy and freedom.
I know him so well.
It took time to understand him. I know him so well.
John Barrowman and Daniel Boys from John's 2008 album. Those leaping lesbians who enjoy being a dyke, who call themselves Chicago's Lesbian Feminist Chorus. And in 2005, they put out a 2-CD set called 25 Years, capturing performances from their long history.
I'm Adam Lambert. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Hollywood, California. I decided to come out and audition for American Idol now after watching it the past 8 years and going like, oh, I want to do that.
Mama just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life has just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away.
Okay. You know what? I think you're a really good singer.
Yes, Adam Lambert certainly proved he was a really good singer and I am most disappointed he wasn't chosen as American Idol. But he'll be just fine. And this is a good time to invite you to check out my website. If you visit it while you're listening, you can see the playlist and follow along while looking at photos of the artists and recordings. I've always considered our music history as a visual as well as an audio experience. And this is another one of my shows where I had too much great material for just 1 hour. So you can find much more on my site. Again, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. Also, for more very queer programming, please listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night, Sunday morning from 1 to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's queer radio with attitude. I want to take a break to pay a little tribute to Bea Arthur, who died in April. She was not lesbian, but was very popular with our community. And while I do not generally feature straight artists, I figured out a way to include her. In 1980, she hosted a television show, and in addition to Rock Hudson, one of the guests was Madam, as in Waylon Flowers and Madam. Younger folks in the audience may want to go to YouTube to find clips of the puppet who was Madam, a very outrageous and sassy old broad. Waylon Flowers was definitely gay and created Madam in the mid-60s, and they were frequent guests on TV shows in the 70s and 80s until Flowers' death in 1988. In this clip, Bea Arthur and Madam spar for a little and then sing A Good Man Is Hard to Find.
Well, Madam, after all these years, here we are finally working together. I can't tell you how excited I am.
Oh, Bea, darling, you must try.
Oh, I mean it. I really do. And I must say, I have never seen you looking better.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I've always said beauty is only skin deep, but ugly is all the way to the bone.
And speaking of all the way, Madam, I just can't take my eyes off that diamond choker. It is stunning.
You
stunning.
Know, thank you. I almost didn't wear it.
Oh?
I didn't want to overdress.
You? Overdress?
Well, I had this picture of you coming out in one of those famous ensembles you made famous. You know, the dress over the pantsuit.
Of course, not everyone can wear clothes the way you do.
Well, that's true.
And the rest of us wouldn't have the nerve.
Cute. Real cute, Bea.
Now what's the matter?
Come on, Bea. Enough stalling around. Where is he? Where have you got him stashed?
Who?
You know who. Get it out here, Hudson! I want a piece of that rock.
Madam, are you still obsessed with sex?
Obsessed with sex? I have very little to say about sex. Yes, when, and where. Hey, Rocky baby! Oh, Rock, come to Mama!
Madam, I hate to sound catty. Madam, isn't there a slight age problem with you and Rock?
Well, you get off my back, B. You only go around this world once. You gotta grab all the gusto you can.
You're not gonna grab Rock Hudson's gusto on my show.
You're not fooling me for 1 minute. You just want him for yourself.
Madam, don't be ridiculous. Rock Hudson is a friend. He's a very dear, kind, thoughtful person. He's a perfect gentleman who would never, ever take advantage of a woman.
Never?
Ever.
To hell with him. Let's see. A good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind. So if your man is nice, take my advice. Love him in the AM and kiss him in the PM. Give him lots of mouth to mouth the moment that you see him.
Because a good man nowadays is hard to find. A good man nowadays is hard to
I'm going to slip in a little country with another artist I discovered on MySpace. He doesn't have a CD yet, but I would definitely look forward to one. Here's Randall Walker and The Guy Just Drives Me Crazy.
There's something about the way he walks in a room makes me weak in my knees. Something about the way he smiles at me and my heart skips a beat. Something about the way he holds my hand and everything gets hazy. There's just something about the way he looks at me. Something I can feel but I just can't see. And what it all comes down to is the guy just drives me crazy. He just drives me crazy. Out of my mind like a jukebox in July. He's got me walking on air and I swear there's a fair chance that I could fly. He just drives me crazy. And I got a feeling we're dealing with love, take it slow. He drives me crazy. And I wonder, does he know? About his touch that moves me so much I just tremble inside. Something about the way he greets me sweetly with arms open wide. Something about the way he calls my name and I wilt like a daisy. There's just something about the way he looked last night. Something in the way that he held me tight. And what it all comes down to is the guy just drives me crazy. He just drives me crazy. Out of my mind like a jukebox in July. He's got me walking on air and I swear there's a fair chance that I could fly. He just drives me crazy. I got a feeling we're dealing with love, take it slow. He drives me crazy. And I wonder, does he know? I can't sleep at night. He consumes my dreams. I got no appetite. Something inside me screams. He just drives me crazy. Out of my mind like a jukebox in July. He's got me walking on air and I swear there's a fair chance that I could fly. He just drives me crazy. And I got a feeling we're dealing with love, take it slow. He drives me crazy. And I wonder, does he know? He just drives me crazy. And I wonder, does he know?
He grew up in the country where the wildflowers bloom. His hair is gold as sunshine. His smile lit up the room. At church on Sunday morning, he'd raise his voice up loud. And all he ever wanted was to make his daddy proud. In football, track, and basketball, try with all his might. Whenever there was trouble, he'd never want to fight. Oh Lord, please make me stronger. Each night in bed he'd pray. But he couldn't hold the tears inside when he heard his daddy say, no son of mine is gonna be a sissy. No son of mine is gonna be a girl. That ain't the way I raised you, so don't you cry and whine. 'Cause if you do, I'm telling you, you ain't no son of mine. He dated
did lots of pretty girls, but it never did feel right. They weren't who he was thinking of as he lay in bed at night. He tried so hard to fight it, he tried so hard to pray, but his dreams of laying in a young man's arms would never go away. Well, his daddy flew into a rage when he heard his boy was queer. He cracked his ribs and blacked his eye, then he bloodied up his ear. His mama said, "You gotta go, for God's sake, get away." He climbed aboard that Greyhound bus, he could hear his daddy say, "No son of mine is gonna be a sissy. No son of mine is gonna be a girl. That ain't the way I raised you, so don't you cry and whine. You might as well go straight to hell, 'cause you ain't no son of mine." He walked the great big city till the holes wore through his shoes. He sold himself just to survive, and it left him feeling used. Drugs, they helped him to forget, and the liquor eased his pain. Each time that he remembered that he'd never see home again. As he huddled in an alley one bitter Christmas Eve, he said, "Where did you go, Lord? And why did I believe?" He said, "I must deserve this, or I would not be here." Then a voice so calm and gentle whispered in his ear, "No son of mine will ever be forsaken. No son of mine will ever be alone. You're perfect how I made you. There's no mountain you can't climb. As long as you remember that you're a son of mine. Oh, no son of mine will ever be forsaken. No son of mine will ever be alone. You're perfect how I made you. There's no mountain you can't climb. As long as you remember you're a son of mine. As long as you remember that you're a son of mine."
Following Randall Walker was Matt Albert, with a side of him you're not likely used to. But Matt can sing many kinds of music. For years, he was in the Grammy-winning group Chanticleer, and early in this decade, he dabbled with country music a little. That song is called No Son of Mine and can be found only on a CD called Committed to My Heart, The Music of Richard Link from 2005, where Link, who is a writer rather than a vocalist, shares a number of his compositions as sung by others. These days, Matt Albert is getting a lot of exposure with his new album, Hide Nothing, and the beautiful video of his song, End of the World. I asked him to tell us about it.
End of the World is a song we just made a music video for. And it's one of the first songs I wrote. And I was going through a kind of a tough breakup, and I was hoping to hold on to the guy.
The video is gorgeous. What inspired that?
Thank you. My friend Robin Scoville directed the video. We were brainstorming about what story might be best told with this song, and we stumbled into my barbershop, which is in my neighborhood, and we met Jerry, and we twisted his arm, and he agreed to let us shoot, and then also to let him star in the video. So it's really, the story is not about the sort of fantasy that might happen when you're down on your luck and trying to regain the hope of falling in love.
wanna get off, but they buckled me down like it's the end of the world. If you don't wanna have this conversation, then you better get out, 'cause we're climbing to our death. At least that's what they want you to think. Just in case we jump the track, I have a confession to make. Something like a corkscrew. I don't wanna fall, I don't wanna fly, I don't wanna be dangled over the edge of a dying romance. But I don't wanna stop, I don't wanna lie, I don't wanna believe it's over. I just wanna stay with you tonight. I didn't mean to scream out quite so loudly when we screeched to a halt. I'm just never prepared. Maybe we should get on something simpler, like a giant balloon. I've got two tickets left, and so do you. Instead of giving them away to some stranger, let's make them count. Come on, let's get back in line.
This is Matt Albert, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage.
Again, you'll definitely want to visit Matt Albert's website to see the video for End of the World. Hear that? That's what I use for a ringtone. It's been 25 years since Jimmy Somerville and Bronski Beat released their iconic anthem, Small Town Boy. On May 19th, Jimmy released his first album in 5 years, and this one is quite different for him. It's, for him, very stripped down. It's not a dance CD, and it's more lyrically gay. And, to my dismay, it's a digital-only release. I guess I'm old school. I like a CD I can hold in my hand and read the liner notes. In fact, this is the first complete CD I've ever purchased from iTunes, so Jimmy should be complimented. I quite like the CD, and from it is his version of the old Deep Purple song, Hush, this time done with male pronouns.
There's a man that's on my mind. Got to tell, he looks so fine. He's the best I ever had. When he shows me, it feels so bad. He's got a love like quicksand. All it took was a touch of his hand. Blew my mind, it went so deep. I can't eat and I can't sleep. Truth now,
to say, hush, hush. I thought I heard him call my name, hush, hush. He broke my heart, I love him just the same. Ooh, early in the morning, late in the midnight hour, I want him, yes, I need him. Oh, I've got to have his love. He's got a love like quicksand. All it took was a touch of his hand. Blew my mind, it went so deep, I can't eat and I can't sleep. Now I said hush, hush. Thought I heard him call my name, hush, hush. He took my heart, I'm half insane, hush, hush. Thought I heard him call my name, hush, hush. Took my heart, I'm half insane. Have this man, this love. Need his love early in the morning, in the midnight hour. I want him, yes, I need him. Got to have this man, this love. His love. Ooh, I want this love.
Jimmy Somerville and Hush from his new album called Suddenly Last Summer. Up next is a new song by Josh Duffy with a little help from hip-hop artist Melaj Lavon. The song is called Truth.
People always tell me what I should do with my life. With my life. Always trying to tell me what's wrong, they never tell me what's right. All the suppression's bringing on the depression, and that's not how I want to be. But in the back of my mind, I know I'll be fine. Don't need nobody to influence me. Yeah. I've tried to hide this feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching for someone to help me through this. But now's the time, the truth is coming out. Deep inside I am who I am, I know I gotta be made. I have taken all I can take, let me breathe. Tired of running and all of this hiding, it's time that I just break free. Well, maybe you'll understand exactly who I am. Whether or not you accept me, oh, I've tried to hide this feeling inside me, taking my time to tell ya. Well, I've been searching for someone to help me through this, but now's the time, the truth is coming out.
I kept myself in the dark, but now I see the light. Can't listen to them, I gotta live my life. And I felt helpless, so do I fight this fight? When I know that they wrong, and I know that I'm right. You could disagree, but I gotta be free. And no matter what you think, yo, I gotta be me. This is what I believe, so why don't you let me?
I don't have to hide it anymore, anymore.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Searching,
tell you.
to help me through this. But now the time of truth is coming out. I try to hide this feeling inside me.
Thanks for joining me on my latest Songs I've Been Meaning to Play show. I'm down to the last song, and of course, I've got to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Stonewall. Before I get to that song, I want to mention that there's much more to hear of this show on my site, over 2 hours more, because I've saved up some terrific music and more interviews to share with you. Of course, that's at www.queermusicheritage.com. And as always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston. My very first show was in January of 2000, and I closed it with a song put together by John Gilbert Levitt called Pride. It's kind of a history song, and we tend to forget too much of our history, so I'm glad that he's updated it and created a video to go with it, so you can see many, many historic photos of our journey. Here's John Gilbert Levitt with additional vocals by Kevin Hannon and Freddie Freeman and Pride 2009.
Suit top, hats and button shoes, erotic intense midnight cruise, Berlin Gay Society in 1903. Sigmund Freud's Vienna's hype identifies the homotype, the intermediate sex, and heterodoxy. The gay wave moves across the sea. Hello there, Miss Liberty. Betty Boop is hot and Hooch is out in the cold. Greenwich Village, Bloomsbury, gays in high society. Harlem Night, Chicago fights, Leopold and Loaf. Pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride gets it back and watch from the side. Shows Olympic night. Put on your pink triangles and put up your hands. A-bomb, 50s, Keen, the Kinsey, shake the cock to see James Dean, Mattachine, Doris Day, and Harry A. Donald Webster, Corey Ratz, Joe McCarthy, picks a fight, J. Edgar, I got shame on you. What else do you plan to do? Steve Jorgensen's reborn, daughters of Belitis form, Ginsburg, naked lunch, Giovanni's room. Marilyn, the beatnik scene, Jackie's in her Cassini, Paddock, something's coming soon.
Summer 1969, the heat is rising all the time. Over the rainbow, Judy Garland sleeps. Snowball bomb, Betty Boo, heads with broken bottles through. Out of the bars and into the streets.
Pride, gotta have pride. Been around too long to keep it inside. Pride, can't sit back and watch from the side. Paris Town, Game Town, Oscar Wilde Bookstore, Sister George, Dunsbury, Tales of the City, and Peter Bryant, Village People, Studio 54. Harveyville, Rough Trade, Aaron Fritz, Bondi, Grid, Torchland Trilogy, Boy George, GMHC, HIV identified, Rakuts and Liberace died, Bowers versus Parkman's Herd, Reagan finally says the word. Bonnie Frank, AIDS, Grills, Act Up, Randy Shields, Queer Nation, Maple Floor, AZT, Amendment 2, Cracker Barrel, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Angels in America, Washington, D.C., Greg Louganis, Elton John, George Michael, what is going on? Live Affair, Riot Girls, Spend a Day at Disney World, Gadsden, the McVickies, Ian Bell and Will and Grace, Matthew Shepard,
forgot to see what else could we look forward to.
Peter Comfax, Jen, another Bush in Washington, Millennium March, Mary Jane and Queer as Folk, Dr. Laura's Evil Ways, Bug Chasers, X-Gays, 9-11, Mark Bingham, Father Michael Judge.
All it starts with Barry Strand, Beanie Mary, Amadeus, L. Word, W is back, Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, Executions in a Ram, Same Sex, Marriage Ban, Dangerous Discourse in a Rap, What's It For?
Crystal Meth, PNP, Mark Foley, Jim McGreevy, John Amici, Tells All, Doogie Howser, Lance Bass, Brokeback, Superman, Rufus Does, Judy at Carnegie Hall, Larry Craig, Vice Squad, Mahmoud Ahmadini, John Dumbledore, Nutmeg State, Obama wins, so does Pompey, 40 years ago, New and Mr. Barrow threw a shoe, the rain became a movement, and our father drew a line.
Family.